Gwinnett County Public Library podcast. I am Steve Thomas, the branch manager at our Buford Sugar Hill branch, and I'm here with Alyssa Chekhov, the manager of library services at Gwinnett Technical College. Alyssa, it's kind of a strange relationship to some people of a public library running a community college library. Can you talk a little bit about how GCPL became sort of in charge of the library services at Gwinnett Tech?
Yes, I can. And good afternoon, Steve, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Many years ago, the college was changing its governance. It used to be part of the Gwinnett County Public School System, and it was moving to become part of the Technical College System of Georgia, which is a network of technical colleges throughout the state. That governance change was going to bring about a lot of retirements, and the college was just heading into its SACS accreditation, Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. So there were some holes and there were some concerns. And at that time, Joanne Pinder, the former director of the library, was on a committee with Sharon Bartels, the then president of the college, and they were talking about it. And Joanne said, well, why don't you let us run it? And after a couple of years of legal and paperwork and that sort of thing, it turned into a reality. And I was selected by Joanne to come here and do essentially a startup library, even though there had been a library here, because of my background in business and my personality in that I wasn't afraid to approach people and that I'm fairly outgoing and have, as I said, a strong business sense. So that's how I came to be here, and that's how the relationship began. It is a community partnership, but it is the college library, and it's a personnel management plan. So GCPL staffs the library, and that's it. College has a separate budget, separate materials, separate ILS, a completely separate library, but I have my feet in both places.
Right. And how do you feel like you're, because how long had you worked at Gwinnett Public before then?
I had been at the Mountain Park branch for a couple of years.
Okay. And how do you feel like your public library background informed how you do your work as a community college library?
Well, I look at this user community a little bit differently from a pure academic view because of the nature of the students and the nature of the college and the nature of the program. And I look at it as a public library with a curriculum twist. And so we are so service focused and, of course, learning, lifelong learning focused. But the real thing that you get from the public environment is basically you roll over for our customers or users or patrons. And we do that here and bring in the learning environment. But the first response is to help, which in some academic libraries, that might not be the first thing that comes to a staff person's mind.
Right. And that's always been a focus of, I mean, as long as I've been here 10 years, long as you've been here longer than that, that's always been a focus of Gwinnett Public. It's always been our customers first, and whether we call them customers, patrons, whatever we call them, they're always the first people.
Yeah, it's sort of, I call it customer centric or whatever. And it's really a very, very useful way to approach whatever you do, because you have customers all over the place. The college is my customer, the faculty are my customers, the students are our customers, or whatever. And so that kind of focus and that kind of operational way where you put it all out front really is very efficient and effective.
So what kind of services do you offer to the students here beyond the general, you know, obviously circulation of materials, but
I think the biggest change that we've brought in is the development of our instruction program. And we reach a lot of students, both face-to-face. We have 100% participation with the English faculty. That means we see all the English students for their research projects, 100% participation with speech faculty, And we have a number of new business faculty members, and we're starting to see them. So the growth of our instruction program has been the real exciting thing that we do here. Of course, we have what you call reference work, but really it's all kind of research, just depending on where it happens. And we have computers in the library, we have Wi-Fi, we have space, we have a wonderful kind of setting where the students can make it their own and where they come. And of course, there's the tension between need for quiet space and the reality of collaborative space. But our services are like any library, pretty much.
And you go out to the classrooms as well? You don't have everybody come in here? Or?
We have a lab here set up so that we bring them in when we can. We just bought LibWizard this past year, which is a SpringShare product that enables us to do online tutorials, and we've embedded some of those in the English classes. So we're reaching the online students, and we have gone out to do classes depending on the scheduling or whatever. We like to bring them in here because we've got the facility for them to do hands-on, but we have our instruction sessions are flexible enough that we can accommodate different settings, because we really focus on sort of learning outcomes and have activities and different kind of, we have a very clear idea of what the students need to go away with from a session. And so we make that happen.
And I know you've gotten involved with some extracurricular things in the past before, like there you've had a poetry night and things like that.
We do, and that was Yvette Williams' idea, and Lakshmi Ramachandran came in and they spearheaded that. We started with poetry night, and then we decided to have one in the fall, and that's story night. And so it was those guys run it, and now Amy Willard and Pete Fox are all in on it. Former GCPL employee Niles Gray comes in and MCs the poetry night for us. And we have head of the GAP program, stands for Gwinnett Advancement Program. He comes in and MCs the story night. So many of the faculty give their students extra points for just coming, or even extra points for performing and whatever. So we kind of make it a literary learning kind of event, and everybody loves it. So it's super fun.
Yeah, so that's sort of your version of outreach, like in the regular branches. I mean, you're kind of reaching out to the student community.
It's kind of an engagement initiative to create a library kind of thing, but off the clock. So where students can have fun, yet there is a learning bent to it. And, because the skills that they do from performing or whatever, public speaking and all that kind of thing are very much workplace skills, yet they're being creative and connecting with each other. It's really quite wonderful.
And do you find you get as much engagement with the sort of young traditional college age students as the adult?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
You mentioned LibWizard earlier. I don't want to turn this into a SpringShare commercial, but I know you've done a lot to spearhead a lot of those kind of things that we've then taken into the rest of the library system and used. Can you talk about a couple of the products that extend
well,
there?
Well, one of the reasons
brought
that...
Brought to you by SpringShare.
Well, yeah, no. Many, many years ago, we were struggling with a way to reach our students in an effective online format. We always had tutorials in mind or a learning kind of thing in mind. There were challenges because we had developed PowerPoint presentations. It was unfeasible for us to go into the college's learning management system because that's license-based, and we couldn't put every student in a library course. And the sort of the administration of that, it was just problematic. We didn't have the technical infrastructure to customize some of the open source tutorials or whatnot that were available. And I had gone to a conference. I went to a Solinet conference, now Lyrisys, And there were presentations, and this was in May. And in December, I was going through my pile of stuff that I had gotten, and I came across, oh, SpringShare, what's this? Or LibGuides, what's this? And then I went to it, and it was like, oh my goodness. And even at that time, and that was 2008, there were a lot of users. It had a pretty far reach. And I went to the then director of distance education here, who was working with us at how are we going to get our content to online. And at that time, it was Second Life and avatars and all sorts of things. And then when I showed him what LibGuides was, he says, you've got it. So we were the first tech school to bring it in. And I don't think all of them have them, but most of them do. But it has really enabled us to achieve that goal of getting library learning content to students in an online environment, because everybody here is online in some regard. And then we brought LibAnswers because it's an FAQ database, and then we upgraded to the CMS because we've got the flexibility, and I had buy-in from college administration to do that. We work very closely with the now director of distance education, who has created a whole suite of faculty learning resources in the LibGuides platform. And then we just got LibWizard because we want to embed instructional and with assessment functionality into the Blackboard courses, and this enables us to do that. And plus, the statistics are really great. We can track it, and so we've got some assessment means. So that's why I'm a real evangelist for SpringShare, and I can't help myself. And I think Buffy Hamilton was giving a presentation, and she said that she tries to shy away from promoting a particular product, but these were transformative for her. And I have found the same thing here. So,
well, and again, you were able to use that expertise and then bring it back to the rest of the mm-hmm. library system. And we've used that as the core of mm-hmm. SGCPL and mm-hmm. a couple other things coming up with other services. So that's a good partnership still between.
Yeah. The rest of the system. And for many years I was the chair of the GCPL web team, and that kept me in both places and really kept my technical skills fresh. I know all about hex colors and that sort of thing. So,
okay. So what are some other of the benefits to having Gwinnett Public Library staff staffing the GTC library?
I think that it, when you look at it as a community partnership, sort of the students, faculty, and staff here all can get a Gwinnett County Public Library card, even if they live out of county. So that opens up a huge range of resources that with this small library, and we are a small physical space, could not feasibly have here. There's a very large adult education population here at Gwinnett Tech, and we refer extensively to the public library because that's where English language learning materials and the whole assimilation into the community really, really happens. Yeah, so there's a bit of cross-pollination in terms of what we provide by just awareness building. The library collection here is not open to everybody because it's such a small and very specialized collection. So any GCPL card holder can't come and check out materials here, but any Gwinnett Tech person can go and get a card, that sort of thing. So it's beneficial to the college community, and I think that the public library system is also a recruitment pool for the college, and I think the relationship, certainly among GCPL, knowing that there's this college here, so it's
yeah. Well, I mean, and also, I mean, it comes back also to just the idea of what we're talking about with the SpringShare. I mean, you learned about this to learn to help the students there, and it was able to help.
Yeah. The rest of the, and then there's all sorts of things that GCPL does. We have a huge talent pool to draw from, because I think in small academic or college libraries, I think that isolation is very much a reality, and I don't feel that we're isolated. Our day to day, we might be, but we have to check two emails. We have to check, you know, we're looking, we, I've had, I think, 11 supervisors at this point. So we're always paying attention to what GCPL is doing because they're so innovative in all their services and whatever, and we can bring those innovations here, and we do. So it kind of goes both ways. It's basically our ears and eyes are open and we're ready to mobilize and make things happen and serve. So.
So speaking of serving your public, your community, your customers obviously love you because you just won the I Love My Librarian Award, along with how many other people won that?
There were 10 selected nationally. Okay. Yeah.
So do you know who nominated you for that?
Yes, I do. It actually is Brian Wren, and he is the fellow who emcees our story night. And he had, his is a grant-funded program, and he gets various newsletters. And one day in the hallway, he said, "Hey, Alyssa, can you send me some information about you and the library? I'm applying for something." And I had no idea what he was applying for, but I had just come off of writing our annual program review, which is a big deal. It's a big bunch of reports that we do every, we do a major one every 3 years and an update for 2 years. And we, this is a process that feeds into the accreditation documentation. So I'd just done a big ass report. So I gave him all of that, and I had been nominated for CARE Awards and gave him all of that. And he submitted it to the I Love My Librarian Award. And I didn't know who it was going to until I got the phone call from the president of ALA on Halloween morning. And I had been selected, and I will have to say I went through the roof with excitement. And it's all about the glory. I certainly am not being shy about just being so excited and thrilled with this, but it's really all about the gratitude and my amazing team, Michelle and Yvette, who have been here with me the whole time, and Lakshmi and Pete and Amy, and I think that's six of us, who, and people throughout the years who have made it happen. Arlene Mountain was here at the very startup. They're the ones who make things happen, and GCPL and the college make it possible. So it's really, I'm so honored for this. It comes at a great time in my career. It's the kind of thing that just recharges and re-energizes because I love what I do. And so it was very exciting, and going to New York was so exciting.
And I know you said before we started recording, you don't have your little notes with you, but can you kind of talk a little bit about what you said at your speech, and you kind of told them what your elevator pitch is?
Yeah, well, I don't have my elevator pitch with me. I said, but what I gave them was a short history of my career. And I said that really every day, I think I have a similar challenge to everybody else, and that's trying to remember your login passwords. But I have solved that problem and use a variation of I love my job and I love my work. But it was not always thus. I have a rather checkered career past, as I had said my dad had once said that I took a rather leisurely approach to finding myself. And when I had been feted by some friends after having graduated from library school, my parents were included in a dinner invitation. They were trying to beg off, and they said, "Oh, come on, how often do you get to see your daughter graduate?" And my dad said, "Well, quite a lot, actually." But I do remember my first day of library school, where I sat in this classroom and looked around. There are 50 other people who wore glasses and listened to the CBC, which is Canada's public radio. And I had really found a vocation completely suited to my personality. And recently I met with college architects who are looking at a master plan for the college, and spent quite a bit of time with them. And they asked me finally, said, "Well, what is the best thing about your library?" And I paused for a moment and said, "The people." And really, the libraries are all about the people. And when I tell people I'm a librarian, they often scatter at a cocktail party. So I had I have my elevator speech, a kind of a lofty one that I try to use when I'm asked what I do. And I say, oh, I transform lives, and they might not run away, but they say, oh, how? And it's, my response is, really, we create this space for people to develop key skills, to learn and grow, and to reflect for refuge and just to be. And, you know, it does thrill me to the bones every day when I go out into the library and I see people using that space, and my job is my joy. That is what this award really just acknowledged, gave me some affirmation that I got a good gig.
That's great, because we're all very proud of you.
So. Oh, yes. And I felt so honored and hope that I was appropriately humble, but I doubt it.
All right. Thanks a lot for talking to me, Alyssa.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.